We continue while learning Le'ilinish Mastavim and Achamunish Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio. We are in Yom Perachas, Mishnah Beis. Ha'ochel kikoseves hagasa, kamoha uchigarinasa. A person who on Yom Kippur eats food the size of a large dried date, which includes the pit, kamoha ve'uchagarinasa, includes the pits. Obviously, the size of a day dry date with a pit is larger than a dry date without a pit. That's the amount a person is chayav for eating on Yom Kippur, at least to be chayav kares. This is more than a kazayas. It's less than a kibbetz, a little bit less than a kibbetz, but certainly more than a kazayis. V'hashose, and a person who drinks on Yom Kippur, melo lugmov, he's chayev. If he drinks literally a cheekful, he's going to be chayev. Now, why this is true, when it comes to achila in general, we usually assume achila is bekazayis. A person is chayev kares on Pesach if you eat a kazayis of chametz. A person is chayev eating nevela is a kazayis. Everything is kazayis. Based on the Gemara says that it's been, the Pasuk says that eitz eretz zeis shemen udvash. So it's Eretz, the land of Israel, is a place that Zei Shemen and all of the Shureha are Bikazayis. So what makes Yom Kippur different? So Yom Kippur is unique because the nature of the prohibition is different than other areas. It's not an Isser Achila. The language of the Torah is Ki Kol HaNefesh Asher Lo Ti'uneh Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So the idea is that a person has to suffer, has to torture oneself. So if a person eats a Kazayis, you're not you're still torturing yourself. You're not full at all. It does not satisfy you. It's not miyasva daite. It doesn't give you any yeshiva hadas at all. And therefore, that's still considered fasting, at least on a d'oraisa level, that you're not chayiv kares. But, and therefore, the chayiv kares does not kick in until you eat something that no longer, that removes you from that status of suffering. And that would be food the size of a kosevis. And when it comes to drinking, also, malolugbav. Now, malolugbav usually means a volume of both of his cheeks, but the Gemara on Daf Peyam at Aleph says then it's enough to drink, to be high of kares on Yom Kippur, as much that fills one cheek. So that when a person looks, it looks like both of the cheeks are full. So that's what it means. That doesn't mean it's the full, where the mouth is all full, so that the point that if you move the liquid to one side, that side would look so full as if both of the cheekfuls are full. So this is where you're going to be high of kares. Once again, koseves hagasa, the large dried date, including its pit, and shoses, anyone who drinks malolugma. Then the Mishnah says, kola ochlin mitstarfin lekakoseves, v'chala mashkin mitstarfin lekmalolugma. All foods can join together to equal the size of a koseves. So you have different foods. A person eats a fruit and a vegetable. So half a koseves of a fruit and half a koseves, half the size of a dry date of fruit and half a koseves size of a dry date of vegetable. They join together and they equal now the size of a dry date. So you're going to be chayv. Foods are mitzdarif. And all kolamashka mitzdarfin l'malugmav. You drink a half of a cheekful of orange juice and half a cheekful of apple juice, so you're going to be chayv because they join together. But ha'ochel v'shoseh ein mitzdarfin. But we don't join eating and drinking together. It's true that eating and drinking happen to be included in the same iser. That's true. But nonetheless, they're not mitzdarfin. They don't join together because that doesn't give you yeshiva das. It's going back to the same pasuk. Ki kol ha'nefesh asher lo se'uneh. So having the fact that you had a little bit to drink and a little bit to eat, but each one alone, each one independently, doesn't satisfy you, so you're not going to be, that's not going to give a person a chiyuv kares. Now, just eating a little bit, though, is still going to be prohibited. The chiyuv kares may not give you, the same way when it comes to eating chametz on Pesach. The chiyuv kares, if you eat a kazayis, doesn't mean you're allowed to eat less than a kazayis. And the Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here in this eighth parak of Yoma, but it's applicable to all of halacha, and that is Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a chatzi shir is asur min hatara. Even eating less than the amount is going to be an isur d'oraisa. That would mean it's an isur d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, although you're not chayiv kares for eating less than a kazayis of chametz. You're chayiv on Yom Kippur for eating less than a koseves of food. That's still awesome in HaTorah. And according to Reish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is Mutzah in HaTorah. It's awesome in the Rabbanim. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, when it says in the first Mishnah of our Perek, it says, Yom HaKippurim, Asur Ba'achilu V'Shasiya. So Achil and Shasiya, it's not just Asur. There's the Chiyuv Kares. But the point is, Reish, we could understand the Mishnah teaching us that it's Asur, meaning even if you're not having a full Shir, it's still going to be Asur. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still Asur Minatorah. According to Reish Lakish, it's Asur Midirabana. How much are these Shiurim nowadays? So that's, we assume that, let's say, for example, the Malo Lugmav, we assume that that's a little bit less than a Revius. A Revius, we usually assume, is like 3.3 fluid ounces. And a cheekful, a Malo Lugmav, is about 1.5 fluid ounces, about half or a little bit less than that. So that is, and not only that, we assume that this is not, there's no uniform size measure for this. It's subjective. You have a particular person. This Gemara speaks about Og Melech HaBashan. So you have a cheekful of a certain person is larger than someone else. So that is going to be subjective, at least with respect to the Malo Lugmav measure. Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel says the Mishnah Acha B'Shasa BeHelem Echad. Here you have someone who ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one helem, one forgetfulness. What happened? He forgot it was Yom Kippur, or they have the same thing comes to Shabbos. Either you forget it's Shabbos, or I know it's Shabbos, but I forget this Malacha Zasser. So here to Helem Echad, it means He forgot it was Yom Kippur, he woke up and didn't realize it was Yom Kippur, and he ended up eating and drinking, or he didn't realize you're not allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, and then he realized, when someone said, you know, by the way, it's not just wearing, it's not just avoiding leather shoes, you're not allowed to eat and drink also. Oh, I didn't realize that was Asur on Yom Kippur. So this says the Mishnah, Einu Chayv Ela Chatas Achas. You Chayv only one Karban Chatas. Now, why only Karban Chatas? Because you only did one Isser. The Isser is Achila and Shasiya. I ate and drank, but that's all one. That's one Inui. So, and therefore, you chayv only one Karban Chatas. You were a shogeg, so you chayv one Karban Chatas. Because Shasiya is included in Achila, one Isser, the fact that I did not follow the mitzvah of Inui Yom Kippur. But let's say, as someone told the person between Achila and Shasiya. So someone says, by the way, I see you're eating. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So he stops. And then afterwards, he drinks something and says, so by the way, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So then if there's a break between those two, someone warned him. He found out about it. So then, of course, he's going to, or even between one Achila and another. He was eating, and someone said, you're not allowed to eat. So he stopped. And then an hour later, he completely forgot again that was Yom Kippur. And then he ate again. So then, those are two chatos, because those are two helenes, those are two acts of forgetfulness that a person is going to be chayiv for. Achal v'asa malacha, chayiv shtei chatos. Person did, he ate on Yom Kippur and he did malacha. Now, do eating and doing malacha, both chayiv kares on Yom Kippur, but they are separate isurim. So even if at the same time he's doing malacha, he's cutting the grass, and he's munching on some food, all at the same time. So, yechayiv shtei chatos. Why? They're two Isurim. You look in the Chumash, it says, Ach be asur la chodesh hashvi hazeh yom ha-kippurim hu v'ini sem es nafsho sechem. That's the positive commandment. That's the prohibition of eating. V'chol malacha lo sa'asu be'etzem ayam hazeh. And kichol ha-nefesh asher lo su'une be'etzem ayam hazeh v'nichriso me'ameha. And there's the lo ta'aseh and the punishment. And if you don't fast on Yom Kippur, you're going to get kares. And then a separate phrase, v'chol ha-nefesh asher ta'aseh malacha be'etzem ayam. So that person is also going to be lost to the people, is going to be chayiv kares. So therefore, the two chatos, if you did it b'shogeg, if you ate and did malacha, two separate korbanos chatos. Achal ochlin she'enan ruin la'achila v'shasa ashasa mashkin she'enan ruin l'shusia v'shasa tziro murias potter. So let's say you ate food that's really not fit for eating, or you drank something that's not fit, or liquid that's not fit for drinking. And the Mishnah then gives you an example. Let's say you drank brine, seer, or murias, Or tzir is the liquid that comes out of salted fish. Murios is the fatty liquid of fish. So these are also not roi la'achila. And says the Mishnah, therefore, Pater, you're going to be exempt. We don't l'chatzchila allow you to do so. And the Mishnah gives these examples. We could find many things that are not roi la'achila shasiya, but because these were used to dip things in, so we would say maybe I would have thought these have the status of food because maybe they are fit for consumption. So or not, people don't actually drink these, or they may dip things in, and therefore you're going to be potter.